The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
My friend Marcia sent it to me, and it was written by Anonymous. I do not know what to make of it, because the writer talently is able to touch deeply into the emotions which are so easily stimulated, the kind of emotions we all can understand and feel now and then. This is too good to discard, so why shouldn't you explore it for yourself and see what you think? It's called Just in Case I'm Gone Tomorrow. Here it is. One day, a woman's husband died, and on that clear, cold morning, in the warmth of their bedroom, the wife was struck with the pain of learning that sometimes it's not anymore. No more hugs. No more special moments to celebrate together. No more phone calls just to chat. No more just a minute. Sometimes what we care about the most gets all used up and goes away, never to return before we say goodbye or say, I love you. So while we have it, it's best we love it, care for it, fix it when it's broken, and heal it when it's sick. This is true for marriage, old cars, children with bad report cards, dogs with bad hips, aging parents and grandparents. We keep them because they are worth it. A best friend who moved away, or a sister-in-law after divorce. These make us happy, no matter what. Life is important, like people we know who are special. And so we keep them close. Suppose one morning you never wake up. Do all your friends know you love them? The important thing is to let every one of your friends know you love them, even if you think they do not love you back. And just in case I'm gone tomorrow, please do not vote for that foolish, incompetent Barack Hussein Obama. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.